Hello everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. I am Francoise Rhodes. I am getting over the wrath of the flu going on here in the desert. It's just, you know, I'm right at that corner where I feel really good for 3 or 4 hours, and then it hits me for a little bit, and then I feel better again. But anyway, for those of you that missed the first show, we had Pasquale Esposito, the first hour of the show, Pasquale Esposito, the Italian tenor on the show. We had Aaron Scott from The Living Desert, and now we're shifting gears into travel mode. Joining us in the boardroom, my savior over there, because at least he knows when I start to pass out or choke or something to put me on mute, and that's Sean Flanagan.
Try to ramble. Try to think of something fast to ramble.
Isn't that funny how we can just talk? We could probably talk for an hour on the air and not think about it.
Right.
But when all of a sudden...
As soon as you say, Sean, I need you to talk, I'm like,
yeah, exactly. And folks, this is the guy, when I first met him, the first thing he said to me, I'll never forget, he said, look, I don't like talking on the radio.
I just never have. And it's funny because I don't know what it is. It's because I overthink it. That's all it is.
And you know what I thought? I go, oh, yeah, just wait. Yes. That's what I said. I go, okay, sure, that's fine, no problem. I thought, wow, he's kind of adamant. Well, little does he know. Well, anyway, I love talking to you on the radio. So you're doing a good job, Sean. Thank you so much. And he's the guy that you talk to when you call the show at 760-440-8255. All right, I told you about it in the first hour of the show, and I'll tell you about it in this hour of the show. We are presented by Hanson's Overhead Garage Door Service. Have you had your garage door lately serviced? Yeah. Well, don't forget to get it done because it makes a huge difference. But what I really want to tell you about is that episode 3 of Traveling with Francoise is out on Fox 11 now at noon on Thursdays and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. And it's about, not about the Salton Sea, but about things to do down in that area. And what I did with that was show people that there's so much to do and really interesting, weird, kind of quirky stuff out there. So it's worth the drive. In fact, I've had a lot of parents say, geez, we're taking our kids to that visitor center down there, the Salton Sea State Recreation Area. They would love that visitor center. So anyway, I just wanted to open your eyes to some other, instead of the doom and gloom, some of the good that's down there.
I want to take Jasmine to the mountain.
Oh, the Obsidian Butte?
Well, that one actually looks really cool, too.
Yeah, all the obsidian everywhere. Well, oh, Salvation Mountain.
Yeah, Salvation Mountain. But when you asked if you can keep one, I was like, oh, I kind of want to go there, too.
Yeah, no, it's just everywhere. It's just laying all over the ground, and it keeps bubbling up.
Did you keep that big giant piece?
I did keep that big.
Did you?
When I got home, I said, did you really need a piece this large? I don't know.
I kind of thought you were joking because you're like, I'm going to take this one. And it was a fairly large piece.
Large
and I'm like, oh, maybe she's going to pick another smaller one.
No, I actually have a little one in the car. And I put that in our bar. And it's sitting there. People are going to go, what the heck is that? It's a black rock. And then I'll explain to them what it's about. No, I did keep that. But no, Salvation Mountain definitely is one of those things you could just stand there and stare at it and just see something new everywhere you
look. Yeah, and she likes stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very cool. And you have to go back to East Jesus, which is
that's another one. She likes like the arts.
Yeah,
you know,
right
the art
in
displays.
That Slab City area. In fact, there's a big sign that points you, and you go up this road, and you think, where am I going? But then you get to the end, and you see it. So very, very cool. Very cool. All right. So something else, though. This is really the big news I was talking about. All the other stuff was kind of immaterial. Not immaterial, but not as big as this news. I applied. Those of you remember last year I did a show on the Blue Angels. They train in El Centro at the Naval Air Station out there. They come in December, and their free air show is March 11th. So you don't want to miss that out in El Centro. Their free air show. It's a phenomenal show with the Blue Angels. It's free. You just go on into the naval base and you sit outside, and they have all these vendors, and they have this amazing air show all day long. So you don't want to miss it, free. So check it out. That happens March 11. It's on my website already. But they have a media day where they pick one media person out of all these media people on the West Coast, that because they do it at each stop that they make. They have these major stops where they allow media from kind of that area to come on board so they can talk about what the Blue Angels do. Well, last year I wasn't even close to being in the running because I didn't know about it till it was a little bit late and I didn't have stuff to send in. This year I sent everything in like everybody else, and yay, I was the one media pick person to ride in a Blue Angel jet.
How do you think you're going to take it? Like, do you think
Well, I do get air sickness.
Like, do you get motion sickness?
I do have motion sickness.
Are they going to do tricks and stuff while you're in there?
You know what? I think they're going to try to, they'll have to do a little bit of something. But on the flip side, everyone has to remember that they want me to get off that jet with a positive experience.
Right, right.
Because I'm going to be talking about it.
Right.
So I don't think the pilot is going to try to make me sick. But I'm going to take some drugs. And yeah, I'll take drugs before I go. But his goal is not to make me sick.
Right.
His goal is for me to have an experience.
But it should be, his goal should be to scare you a little bit to where when you get on the ground, the excitement builds.
Hey, I probably would
like
be scared.
Like a roller coaster, you know?
What is it, like 200 miles for the thing to take off, an hour or something? I'll be scared just taking off. But Jim Colbert, who's been on the golf show, a professional golfer, champion, you know, big name in golf. He's been on the golf show, and he told me, Francoise, he won the tournament in Florida, in Pensacola, that is where their last stop. They end up in Florida.
Okay.
And that's where they stay until they come back here, is in Florida. And he said, I got to go on one. He said, it was so much fun.
Really?
He said, it was so much fun. He said, you will love it. So
yeah, it happens on
March
8th. I don't know how you could not just love it.
I know. My brother sent me a post on Facebook, said, you win. You know, I have to call him. I said, well, it's not a contest, David. You know, it's just something. But
anyway, I did win.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I do. I guess that kind of tops pretty much everything. But he does have 5 kids. So I thought, well, you know, you're kind of up on me on the kid department there. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that's my big news. I'm really excited. And I'm going to make my next episode of traveling with Francoise about that experience.
Which means we all get to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, you get to see
me
suit up.
That makes it even better.
I mean, I have to learn. I have to wear a suit, learn how to eject myself just in case.
Wow, I didn't even think about that part.
Yeah, they teach you all this stuff. I hope I get to keep the suit I wear.
I would hope so. That'd be cool.
I'll wear it in. If I do, I'll wear it in the station.
But yeah. you have to get the aviator glasses. I don't know if you have some, but you got to buy some.
I do have aviator glasses.
Okay, you got to wear those.
So I look really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm hoping, I said, do they, because we're going to use a GoPro. I think the whole plan is to use a GoPro. And I told Steve, my camera guy, I said, just cut out the parts where I'm throwing up. He's laughing.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. In fact, Jim Colbert said, they were upside down at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you don't even know it.
Oh, really?
He said, I didn't, except there's this gauge. It's almost like an hourglass that turns a different color depending on
the orientation.
If you're right, up or down. And he said, if that had not been there, I would not have even known that I was upside down.
Really?
That's yeah, isn't cool. that weird?
That
probably
is weird.
You're going so
just
fast.
The force,
you're no
yeah.
clue. Your brain can't keep up with it. I'll be coming, landing. I'll go, wait a minute, are we upside down? Anyway, so that is pretty exciting stuff. Now, this hour of the show, I have 2 tickets for Pasquale Esposito, his concert on March 5th. We thank him so much for that. I also have a $20 gift card to Rio Azul Mexican Bar and Grill in Palm Springs. And hopefully we'll get all this and 2 admission tickets to Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Hopefully we will get to all that. Now, the winner of the Miracle Springs Resort overnight stay, and this was all on the website, is Lori Hirth. She is from Thousand Palms. She won that. So she won an overnight stay at the Miracle Springs Resort and Spa in Desert Hot Springs. She's going to go kick back and relax. Monica Verduzco won the Rhythm, Wine, and Brews experience. So you have to go to the website and sign up for a lot of these contests. Right now I have the Pinball Arcade up there. I have 3 sets of tickets to give away to that big Pin Arcade Expo, March 17th, 18th, 19th in Banning, only half an hour away. And you will never, trust me, you have never seen a thing like it. No. Pretty amazing. Yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there because I still didn't feel like getting up real early with this cold going on. Just didn't want to do it. I'll be back there next week, though. I think we'll go to Mardi Gras, which is over with. But we'll see what's happening in New Orleans. And this week on the website, I'm going to post a trip on the Grand Canyon Railway. So you'll need to go to the website and sign up for that. Anyway, a lot of things going on. All over the place. Definitely very, very exciting, exciting things. So now I was going to talk about all this sort of stuff, but now we're going to take a break and we're going to try to get a hold of Donna in Dana Point and find out about the upcoming Festival of Whales. It happens actually March 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. See what's going on there. And then we're going to be talking to Kim Daniels later on about the Borrego Springs Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa in Borrego Springs. So, Sean, do you have all that down? You got all that?
I got it.
All right, then let's take us a break, and we'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, it is time now for our quick fix of whale watching. Joining us on the line is Donna from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching. Hi, Donna. Well, Donna was there. Okay, Donna's not there. All right. Well, okay. Maybe, well, we want to talk about the Festival of the Whales coming up, the 46th annual event. We kind of caught her off guard to, you know, I just give her a call and see. Maybe she's not there anymore. I'm not sure. We'll check it out. I just thought we'd check in and see what the whales are doing. Migration is going on right now, but they do have the Festival of the Whales, a 46th annual event, which is set for March 4th and 5th, 11th and 12th at Dana. It's a Dana Point Festival of Whales. 46 years this has been going on, and this is the event created to celebrate the annual 10,000-mile round-trip migration of the California gray whales as they pass Dana Point between their warm water breeding and calving lagoons in Baja, Mexico, and their cold water feeding grounds in Alaska. So this is a big event. There she is. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Francois. Sorry.
No,
lost connection.
That's okay. I think we caught you doing, you're probably getting on a boat going somewhere. I know. You're always moving and shaking.
But I'm getting on a train.
A train? Where are you going?
I'm going to Santa Barbara.
Oh, you're lucky. You, well, how fun is that? Okay, well, we don't want to hold you too much, but I want you to give us the update of whale sightings. What's going on whale sighting-wise? And maybe you can give us a little heads up about the Festival of the Whales, the 46th annual event coming up.
Yes, yeah, so it continues to be an amazing gray whale season. Seeing gray whales and humpback whales and lots of dolphins, mm-hmm. and we are seeing some baby whales with their moms.
Oh.
And so we just had a tremendous season, but we are gearing up for our 46th annual Dana Point Festival of Whales.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 weekends, and it starts next Saturday, March 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. And I invite everybody to go to festivalofwhales.com for our huge headline of events, because we have 4 days of action-packed events from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 at night.
Oh, wow. It sounds like so much fun. And Donna, I wanted to make sure when people are out there at the Festival of the Whales, can they also take a whale-watching tour while they're there? Can they incorporate that into the day?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have whale-watching trips every single hour from 8 a.m. to 4. All the trips are 2 hours long. We have a lot of different special trips going on. So a lot of people come down early and then go do the festival activities after they go whale watching, or they do activities first and then go whale watching. Anything you want to do. We also have our 4 p.m. sunset whale watch that is specially priced for $29. Starts that weekend, so a lot of people are going to come out for that. It's just a really good time. Expect Dana Point to have perfect weather like we always do, and it's forecasted to be perfect for this great Festival of Whales.
Oh, fantastic. Now, is there an admission charge to get into the festival?
Okay, so the way that our festival, it's a community festival. So pretty much the whole town of Dana Point celebrates. And it's, so there's no gate. Like, you don't have to pay money to walk around the festival.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, a lot of events are free. You're just like, there's street fair and there's a lot of vendors, and then if you're going to go whale watching or you're going to go do some activities that cost, then yes, there is a gate for that.
Okay.
But it's pretty much walk around for free, have fun, lots of things for kids to do. So, yeah, it's not a gate. You don't have to pay to come to Dana Point.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I don't like to surprise anybody, and I know they can go to the website, festivalofwhales.com, and I'm pretty sure that was the way it was. Just come on down, enjoy the festival while you're there, then go out on one of the whale-watching boats and check it out. It's so much fun. Great job out there. Well, all right. Well, you have a fabulous train trip, Donna. You can tell us all about it when you get back. How's that?
Yeah, I'm actually, just really quick, I'm going to a conference called Visit California.
Oh, of course. Visit California.
Every year it's a different place, and it's in Santa Barbara. So we're really excited to go and promote whale watching and Dana Point.
Well, have a good one. I love those conferences. I go to a lot of them. So I know you'll do a great job up there. So we will see you next weekend at the festival.
Okay, thanks, Francois.
Thanks, Donna. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
So isn't that fun that she's taking a train instead of driving to Santa Barbara? How fun is that? All right, so for more information about the Festival of the Whales, go to festivalofwhales.com. Again, that's festivalofwhales.com. And, of course, they do such a great job at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching. Their website is danawharf.com. All that information is on Traveling with Francoise. Okay, and did you know that whale watching, on the survey of top 10 bucket lists, go whale watching comes in at number 7 on the list of the top 10. All right, if you want to go see Pasquale Esposito on March 5th over at the Annenberg Theater in Palm Springs, and the show starts at 7 p.m., I have two tickets for you. He is an Italian tenor. He does a fabulous job. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. At 760-440-8255. Those tickets will be at will call for you. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. All right. So that is for Pasquale Esposito and his wonderful concert at the Annenberg Theater in Palm Springs. Tickets at will call. We have them for you, too. So give us a call. All right. Wildflower Hotline, if you're going out to Borrego Springs, is 760-767-4684. Or you can just go to visitborrego.com. Like I said, Carol sent us an email saying there aren't any wildflowers out there yet, but we know they are coming. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They offer free one-on-one appointments with low vision consultants who can assist with ordering all sorts of adaptive products for you, such as magnifiers, sunglasses, large print items, etc. Their audio library offers over 100,000 titles on digital audio, and they're all free for the people who go over there and use the services at the Braille Institute are free also. So give them a call at 760-321-1111. And again, they remember, they are over there in Rancho Mirage on Ramon Road. Okay, what is happening in the world of travel? Well, then there were three. American and United each began sales of their new basic economy fares on Tuesday, matching rival Delta in an effort by the big three U.S. airlines to fight back against encroaching budget carriers. America's basic economy fares rolled out on Tuesday on 10 different routes from four of its hub airports, Charlotte, Dallas-Fort Worth, Miami, and Philadelphia. The new fares show up on flights from March 1st and onward. United followed suit with their economy fares as well. So check it out now. If you're not taking a whole lot with you, the economy fares might be the way to go. Also, JetBlue reduces capacity to Cuba. JetBlue is trimming capacity to Cuba, becoming the third U.S. airline to do so since regular commercial passenger service to the island nation resumed in August. JetBlue will not eliminate any of its Cuban destinations, nor will it reduce flight schedules. Instead, the carrier is downsizing to smaller aircraft, and other airlines are doing this as well. They say they think everyone is struggling a little bit in terms of selling Cuba because there's still so many restrictions out there as far as Cuba goes, but they're not, like I say, pulling jets out. They're scaling down the size of the jets since they don't need such large ones to be flying to Cuba. So, and the interest is there, but they're kind of trying to still figure out how to capitalize on the market because you can't just go to Cuba and kind of, you know, have so many restrictions that you can't do anything. So they're trying to figure all that out. All right, and travel restrictions. Yes, citizens of major Muslim-majority nations aren't the only people who need to beware U.S. travel restrictions. Americans with seriously delinquent tax bills now are also at risk of having their wings clipped. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, President Obama did this, I'm sure. But stop. No, this is owing to legislation passed in 2015. It took this long to get this legislation in place. So the IRS will start sharing information with the State Department, which would revoke or deny issuing new passports to people with high federal tax debt. The delinquent taxpayer certification process will begin early this year. They say upon receiving certification, the State Department may revoke your passport. Serious delinquent tax debts that could trigger passport restrictions are legally enforceable sums exceeding $50,000, including interest and penalties for which a federal tax lien has been filed. Okay, they say not everyone owing money to the IRS. If you made a payment plan and you're doing some other things in a timely manner, they will not hold you to that. But just be, you know, keep in mind now. And again, I know you, Sean, you're looking at me, and a lot of people right away said that's our current administration that did this. No, this was passed in 2015.
No, I'm just curious if it's going to affect me because I haven't paid taxes for a while. But I don't think I owe more than $50,000. I can't tell you for sure, but I don't know why I would.
I haven't done them. I'm a nervous wreck about doing my taxes, getting them done, and you don't even know.
I haven't done them since.
How do you live like that?
I haven't done them since 2011 or 12. That's what I need to do still. That's
how
on my list for this week.
How do you live like that?
I didn't make any money.
Well, okay. I mean,
I wasn't making any money, so.
But
I still am incurring some fees for not following them.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
But. Well, what I did was one year I had to owe, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to do this.
Oh.
And then I just haven't since then.
You're such a rebel.
No, I don't mean to be. I'm just a lazy procrastinator. Yeah. It's not really a rebel.
Well, the biggest thing is now you just have to make sure you don't get hit with a bunch of fines.
Right.
Because that would not be fun.
No.
I don't think Jana would be too happy with that. They go monthly
on top of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they love to rack up. I mean, that's one thing the IRS does. Is once they start adding those fines,
they add up.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I think, let's see. When we come back, Kim Daniels should be joining us from the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa in Borrego Springs. We'll see what's going on out there. They have new management. They have new ownership. And, of course, it's still the same great property, though. But I'm sure they've done some refreshing, and I know the golf course is looking great, so we'll find out a little bit more. It's only an hour and a half away. A great escape. So stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right. We know I go there several times a year. It's sort of my escape, but through the past seven or eight years, I've told everybody about my escape. So everybody's escaping out there. Joining us right now on the phone is Kim Daniels. She is with the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa in Borrego Springs. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Francoise.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Now, I got an email from one of my listeners who was out at the Borrego Springs, a golf resort and spa, and said she had a fabulous time, but she also wanted to let me know that there were no wildflowers yet out there. Is that true?
They are popping up here and there. They're predicting a banner year,
mm-hmm.
Something they haven't seen since the 90s because of the rainfall that we've had, but they are out there. The big display hasn't, it hasn't come yet, but I have no doubt it's on its way.
It's coming. It is coming. All right. Well, let's talk about the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa out there. Now, under new ownership.
Yes, ma'am.
And since the new ownership, I mean, there's always, new owners come in, they have their own vision, their own idea, but yet always it seems, thankfully, they try to keep intact a little bit of what's made it so popular, places like the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. So tell us, Kim, what's been happening out there at the resort?
We've had, the staff has stayed in place, so you still have that, the familiar faces there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. But also with that has come some renovations to our rooms, which are absolutely beautiful. Slated for this summer is a complete renovation of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, they renovated all of the bunkers on the golf course. And the golf course is just getting such great reviews
mm-hmm.
Right now. So just some great things. We've got a brand new fleet of golf carts out there. We have bicycle rentals, just upgrades to the property. So it's all really exciting stuff.
Well, and what I like about the resort out there, too, is not only do you cater to all the visitors, you have visitors from around the world that come out there. They enjoy the low lights at night, your stargazing community. But you are also the hangout for a lot of locals. A lot of locals come on over to the Borrego Springs Resort to partake in the spa and for the dining and the golf. So tell us a little bit about your spa facility.
The spa is just fabulous. It's so wonderful. It's a serene atmosphere. It's a full service day spa. We have five treatment rooms, a mani-pedi room, it has its own swimming pool attached where we provide restaurant service there. It's a great getaway for girlfriends, for couples. You can rent a cabana, a private cabana out there. We even do treatments right there in the cabanas. So it's just this great little piece of heaven, right? Right there on property.
Yeah, and it truly is. And I know that you have a lot of large groups that come out to the resort, and they put their little golf tournaments together. The gals have spa days. Everybody meets at night inside of Arches, the restaurant, either to sit at the bar or go in for the dining. They play tennis, lay by the pools. I mean, there is truly something for everyone out there. And again, what I love out there in Borrego Springs, too, is that you're only 90 minutes away, but it feels like you're a million miles away. You could really relax.
It really is. And the drive out here is beautiful, no matter what direction you're coming in from. Borrego Springs is just it's this little hidden gem mm-hmm. that so many don't know about. You come out here, you unplug, you relax, you unwind, and it's just an amazing place to be. The landscape's beautiful. The locals here in our village are just such great people. It's just you feel warm and welcome as soon as you get here.
Well, and just so everyone knows, not to worry, that you have plenty of Wi-Fi internet service out there.
We do.
Because you have state-of-the-art. You have great, all that's really good at the resort. So I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, I can't use my phone. No, you can use all of it. Trust me, all of it.
Yep.
But I love the fact that you don't have a signal downtown either. It's a stop sign. They're only stop signs. No signals, no big box stores in downtown Borrego. Now, let's talk a little bit about the rooms. Tell us the variety of rooms that you have there, because there's something for everyone.
There is. Our deluxe rooms, which I guess would be considered a standard room, You can get those double bedded or single bedded, but just great amenities in the room. We have our own personal personal care products, which is highlighting the pink grapefruit, which is just a huge thing in this area here.
Mm-hmm.
You have these plush robes. Every room has its own private terrace on it. They're just so well equipped. They're large spaces for a standard room. And then there's the upgraded luxury king suite, which is a two-room suite. There's flat screen televisions, HD televisions. And those also do have the private terraces as well. So and all of the rooms have just magnificent views of the valley.
Mm-hmm. And so close to hiking. I mean, you could just walk out your door if you choose to do so and just go hiking right there.
Yeah.
It's close
yeah,
to...
there's no... Yeah, and it's all just open completely. Like I said, we also do have bicycle rentals for our guests, complimentary use. And we do have children's sizes. We provide the helmets, everything. And there's just tons of places to enjoy the bicycles as well.
Definitely. And how about, let's talk a little bit about Arches, the restaurant there. Love the restaurant there. It has a lot of history. Who is the chef now?
We have Chef Charlie. He is from France. He is a classically French trained chef. He has created just a beautiful menu offering these great new items that haven't been brought into the area before, using a lot of mostly local items. But we still have the classic things on our menu that our guests enjoy. We're still doing our prime rib on Saturday nights. He's doing a fish fry on Fridays. he does a wind down Wednesdays, you know, a dinner entree pairing. You can, excuse me, purchase half price bottles of wine.
So
on Tuesday we have a Fat Tuesday celebration going on in all Cajun food. So just fun stuff happening.
Fun stuff happening all the time, and you have that beautiful outdoor seating area too, right there connected with Arches. So you can sit indoors, outdoors, folks. You can sit at the bar, the full service bar, and then you have that sort of that private area where I have seen you get up on stage and do karaoke a few times there, Kim.
Yes, I know. Yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah.
Our Firefly Lounge is hugely popular for small group rental and for you know, just dinner service, lunch service. It's very popular. But yes, the Gaslamp Patio is a great place. It overlooks the 18th hole. It's just that's a very, very popular seating for at the restaurant. Yeah.
So my folks, my suggestions for family generational get togethers, family reunions, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, the golf course, everything's there. Just go and relax. Everything is right there at the Borrego Springs Golf Club, Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa in Borrego Springs. All right there for the taking. Kim, how many rooms do you have there in total?
We have 100 rooms, 100 guest rooms. We do have pet-friendly rooms. We are a pet-friendly property.
Yep.
Like I said, we have the two different room types available, and we also do have our ADA accessible rooms. So there, you know, we're absolutely accommodating to groups, to couples, to families. There's just something to do. You don't even have to leave the property to enjoy several days of entertainment. We do have weekend entertainment, by the way, at the Arches restaurant. We are having live entertainment through the season.
Mm-hmm.
And but you definitely want to get out and enjoy Borrego Springs and experience the true desert feel that we have.
Right. And again, folks, Borrego Springs Resort out there. Check it out. All the information is on the website, Traveling with Francois, so you can't miss it, with a link directly to the Borrego Springs Resort. Take your clubs, or don't take your clubs. Take your bathing suit, whatever you want to do. You have the
swimming, bring it all.
Bring it all. The beautiful pools. You have the spas out there, the hot tubs, and all sorts of things going on. Again, the restaurant, tennis, hiking, biking, Wi-Fi, flat screens in your room. I don't know. I just keep going on and on and on. Kim Daniels, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. I can't wait to get back out there and say hi.
My pleasure, Francois, and can't wait to have you. Just let me know.
Okay, thank you. And folks, remember, all the entertainment going on, and just go to the website. You can make all your reservations or give them a call at 760-767-5700. It's that simple. All right. Thanks so much. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some more travel news for you and something else to give away. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes. All right. We want to thank Kim Daniels again for joining us from the Borrego Springs. They added the golf resort. It's always been a golf resort, but they kind of threw that in and tweaked the name a little bit. And that's why I sort of stumble over it once in a while. But all their information is on the website. And while Kim was joining us, Sean, you were kind enough not to interrupt us, but you had a caller.
Yes, I did. I had a caller who won the tickets for, I'll let you say the name,
Pasquale Esposito.
For that.
Yes, for his Italian tenor, his concert next Sunday, March 5th at the Annenberg Theater. Now, I do have a $20 gift card for Rio Zoo Mexican Bar and Grill in Palm Springs. If you want to give us a call for that, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. So your name is on the list, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Give us a call. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts. They are throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly that they don't need a lot of stuff. And well, that holds true for our homes, RVs, boats, and life in general. So where do you take those new or gently used items? Well, to Angel View. Your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. For more info or to locate an Angel View Mart near you, visit angelview.org. That's angelview.org. Okay, what is trending in the world of travelers? Well, right now, I'm going to tell you. How's this? Okay, trending destinations for the year ahead. American Express Travel has released its report on travel trends for 2017, including this list of the top trending places to visit, compiled by their team of experts. Coming in at number 10 is Paris. Number 9 is London. Number 8 is Auckland, New Zealand. Number 7, Fogo Island in Newfoundland. Number 6 is Vancouver, Canada. Number 5 is Tokyo. Number 4, Bozeman, Montana. Wow. Number 3, Reykjavik, Iceland. Number 2, Goa, India. And number 1, Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. All right. So those are your trending destinations for the year ahead this year. And what motivates millennials to travel? Contiki's recently released study of American millennials indicates that 71% of them view experiences as the most important thing in their lives, and that nearly 6 out of 10 cite cultural and natural encounters as the most motivating reasons to travel. Well, coming in with only 12% is they travel to find love. At 15%, people travel for their to release an inner daredevil. At 25% is to meet new friends. At 33%, learn a new skill. At 46%, see something iconic. At 53%, slow down and chill out. At 58%, appreciate natural beauty. And at 59%, learn about other cultures. Woohoo! All right. So, yes, Sean.
Yes, you have Sydney from Cathedral City on the phone.
Hey, hello? Sydney, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What's up with you? It's been a while.
It has, yeah. Well, I was waiting for your whale watching tour tickets, but you didn't have any.
You didn't have any. Would you go if you won some?
Yeah, absolutely.
You will? Well, we're going to have some coming up pretty soon, so I'll have some on the docket there. But you can go out there because they have their big festival coming up. So, All right. But you did win a $20 gift card to Rio Azul Mexican Bar and Grill in Palm Springs.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. We were just talking about millennials and what motivates them to travel. Well, since we are on the subject of millennials, I thought I would share this little bit of information with you. Millennial drivers aren't really that good. Yeah. AAA did a survey. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found 88% of drivers ages 19 to 24 acknowledge engaging in risky behavior. However, it's the millennials that are topping everything that's going wrong out there.
It's the attention span.
Oh,
their attention span is gone. I think all of our attention span is gone. The internet kind of ruined that. I mean, you can't, if a page takes a second to load, you don't want to watch it. It's just our attention span is gone, and I think that they're not paying attention when they're driving.
Well, that's true. It says millennials acknowledge typing or sending a text or email while driving at nearly twice the rate of other drivers, 59% versus 34%. Nearly half of millennials reported running a red light even if they could have stopped safely. So what is that millennial age group again?
I don't know because I've been put in it before, but I don't think I'm in it.
I thought it was like in the 40s to 60s.
No,
so,
I think it's
okay,
younger than that.
Millennials would be, well, the millennial was 2000.
Right.
So it can't be 17 years old. No.
No.
Yeah. Well,
I think it might be me. I think I might be.
Are you
that.
A millennial? Okay, let's say in their 30s to 40s. Are
yeah,
you 30?
That would
30?
Be. Yeah,
yeah
I'm in
okay.
my 30s.
All right. Well, nearly half of you guys run a red light, compared with 36% of the rest of the drivers. It says nearly 12% of millennials said it was acceptable to speed 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. I do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, in a school zone. I try not
no,
to do that.
I try
no,
not to
I
do that.
I do that, not in a school zone.
And I do get more than 10, though, sometimes.
Yeah. And right in here in the Palm Desert area, the police, the motorcycle policemen,
oh, yeah.
they are right around those school
oh, yeah.
areas.
And highway patrol, too. I've been seen on the freeway a lot.
Yeah, waiting to catch you. So, anyway. Let's see. Speed limit, school zone compared to 5% of other drivers. They say it alarmingly, some of the drivers ages 19 to 24 believe that their dangerous driving behavior is acceptable. findings come as driving is becoming more dangerous. The number of traffic deaths in the U.S. rose to over 35,000 in 2015. That's a 7% increase from a year earlier. The survey also found drivers are hypocrites. While 40.2% of drivers reported reading a text or email in the preceding month, 78% called that completely unacceptable.
Here's the thing. I think that it is unacceptable, but I do it all the time. I do it all the time. And I try not to, but I just, for whatever reason, if it's something just real quick, I can read a text, but typing a text back gets a little more difficult.
Yeah, but
you could just talk. I mean, the phones are smart, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You can just talk. But you know, at the light, you know when you're sitting at a light and somebody's
oh yeah, you see
texting
them look
or
down,
something.
Yeah.
They're looking down, the light turns green,
yeah,
they're sitting
there. Yeah,
I'll
drive on a freeway and I'll pass somebody who's just staring at a phone.
Yeah.
I think as long as you understand that the road is the most important thing and not whatever is on your phone, you'll be all right.
Well, here's something. Risky behavior. The percentage of drivers who reported speeding, red light running, or texting while driving in the past 30 days, ages 16 to 18, 69%. Ages 19 to 24, 88%. Ages 25 to 39, 79%. Ages 40 to 59, 75%. These are huge percentages.
Those are big numbers. Those people admit to it?
Yes.
Really?
75%. Ages 60 to 74, 67%. And ages 75 and up, 69% of all the people surveyed.
Wow, that is a lot.
So now we know why so many people are running red lights.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them going on.
Or just stopped at one. Or, yeah. I mean, stopped at a green light.
Oh.
That's the one that drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't even understand that one either. Yeah, they stop. It's green. And that makes the people behind them, that actually
yeah, that causes more accidents.
An
yeah.
accident.
Yeah, because when I go through an intersection, I'm looking. I need to look. Even though it's green for me, I'm trying to look both
yeah.
ways because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I see the green light ahead of me and I'm sort of judging my own speed.
Right.
Of, am I going to make that light?
Right.
And I'm not looking.
Is it
looking
stale? Is it going to go red? Yeah.
Yeah, or two cars ahead of me, the guy decides to stop at a green light.
Right.
And I'm like, what? All right. So there, it's not safe out there to drive. Maybe we do need cars that...
They'll be automated soon.
Yeah, right. We don't have to worry about it. And here's something. I have just enough time to talk about this. This is the new planets that they found. Yes, the star encircled by seven Earth-like bodies. Scientists have discovered a remarkable cluster of planets resembling the core of our own solar system, but better, seven Earth-sized worlds, each potentially capable of hosting liquid water and therefore life. In fact, I'm reading a book right now by Rob, is it? Oh, I can't remember the name. But in this book, and it's a really good book. I can't remember the author's name because I don't read many of his books. But in this book, he talks about how it's kind of futuristic, but not really futuristic, that the prisons and stuff, they call them off-planet because
oh, right.
they're on other planets. Such, and I think these planets right here
are qualifiers?
Are qualifiers for prisons. There
I
you
think
go.
What's awesome is that NASA put out a press release, said that they had an announcement, and it spread like wildfire that everybody thought they were going to announce they found aliens.
Oh, yeah, that didn't happen yet.
No.
It says preliminary data suggests all seven planets, about 40 light years from our sun.
Yep.
They are rocky, which can make them more similar to the Earth. But that doesn't seem, 40 light years seems pretty close.
I have no gauge on how far
yeah,
that is.
I don't know either. But I was thinking road trip to one of these new planets is what I'm thinking.
That will come soon.
Space
too.
Trip, yeah. All right, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. It's been a fun show. Thanks, everyone, for listening, joining us. Next week, we're talking to the CV Repertory Theater and finding out about a fundraiser that has to do with travel. On that note, you have a great week. We'll see you next time, next week on Traveling with Françoise. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.